talking about corn, mm-hmm. what do you call the type of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
I don't know. You got me. I didn't know it was Mr. you know anything about the different types of corn?
Are there?
Different types of corn. He said the corn you can eat right off the cob.
Train?
Corn.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard people call it sweet corn or roasting ears.
Oh, roasting ears, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, roasting ears. Mm-hmm. But you see, roasting ears, you can take that hull and put it in the stove and just cook it like that. Mm-hmm. And just what you do, you get the silk. See, it has a silk on it.
On the cob?
Mm-hmm. And it's a little fuzzy kind of something. And you get that silk off of the cob, and you can close that shuck around that corn and put it in the stove. Yep. And some people bake it like that, and then others do not. They will wrap it in another way, but they wrap it in a way just so that they can eat it. Most times, though, they boil it. To eat it off the cob.
I see.
They boil it.
I see. Well, when you have the corn growing, is there something that grows right out the top of the
tassel?
That's the tassel.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
That's when they're growing, they're glad to see the tassel of the corn because they know it'll soon be making corn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn as an amount?
No.
Take a turn to the mill.
I don't know, maybe. Have you, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a turn of corn?
No, I don't think.
No, when you're going to take it to the mill, take a turn of corn to the mill.
Mm-hmm.